Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Salzman. He's with the Vermin Company, VP for Vermin & Company. They're an organization. Well, Michael Salzman, tell us what Vermin & Company does.
Yeah, so we're a communications firm in D.C. that deals with a range of issues, ranging from kind of labor market, labor policy issues, to food and animal agriculture issues. We work with a lot of nonprofits as well. But I think we have kind of a broad defining sense that a lot of times that we're better off when people are allowed to make their own decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, that employees tend to be better off when
imagine
they have the
freedom. Imagine that. Right. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, self-determination is a good idea. Imagine that. Where would we get such a notion, Mike?
It's a radical idea today, you know?
I'm so good at sarcasm, I amaze myself sometimes. So, okay, let's talk about the new Secretary of Labor, Putzer. Is he gonna get through?
Oh yeah, he's gonna get through. You know, I think there's you know, unions have launched, and actually, and this isn't my word, I think the New York Times, you know, or some paper called it an unprecedented campaign to oppose his nomination. But it's really not. It's actually not all unions. I mean, your listeners, you know, reading the paper, they see that, you know, the building trades unions, the construction unions, Trump actually seems to have a pretty good relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
The opposition to Putzer comes exclusively from mostly from the service employees union, which has a lot of money invested in this Fight for 15 campaign. And Putzer is someone who said, you know, I think he said he could support a $9 minimum wage. But he said, you know, a $15 minimum wage is a terrible idea that's going to increase automation, that's going to reduce job creation. And so the SEIU has looked at that, and they've kind of decided that this is going to be their Alamo. This is going to be their time where they're going to launch.
The SEIU is, in my opinion, I just think they're an un-American group of people. I mean, I just think that they're a socialistic group of folks, the SEIU. I mean, I don't have a problem calling out the unions myself, Mike. You may be a little more delicate and elegant about it than I am, but the SEIU is a horrible organization.
I don't think that the SEIU has the best interest of employees or the country in mind.
No.
I think the SEIU is thinking about its own bottom line.
That's exactly right.
And its own ways to get new members, and I think that is working across.
They never met a compromise moment or thought that they could go along with. Have you ever seen them compromise? They go to the mat ideologically every time, don't they?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. The guy who used to run the organization was a guy named Andy Stern, and Andy
yep.
Stern sort of had a reputation for throwing some pretty hard elbows. You know, he has since gone on to, he actually works now with some of these sort of gig economy employers, you know, and
you've
sort of looking for ways to help update labor unions for the 21st
mm-hmm.
century. He's been accused now by a lot of his former SEIU folks of selling out because now he's looking to make a deal,
right?
And they don't like that.
But Putzer's going to be good, you think? And he'll get confirmed.
Oh yeah.
And will he? Now, of course, you've got the Labor Department of Labor, then you've got the Labor Relations National Labor Relations Board, which is a separate entity, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And so we've got to get those guys off of our neck, their foot off of our neck. They were horrible during the Obama administration, and the things that they did. So are we making progress in that area?
I think so. I mean, I think if you look at the kind of, I think people should be heartened in the fact that if you look at nominees like Putzer, if you look at, you know, a judicial nominee, someone like Justice Gorsuch, who everyone saw last week, I think
right.
was widely praised. I think we can expect President Trump to put people on the National Labor Relations Board.
Just common sense people. I mean, we're not talking right-wing flamethrowers. We're talking about people who say, okay, this works, and this doesn't work. Why would we keep doing things that don't work? We have a democratic, we have a Democrat republic. We have a reasonably free market system, economic system. It's not completely free market, but it's close. And that tide that I just described, Mike, floats all boats in time, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think the way, you know, if people want a sense of how much that's receded, you know, I think there was a story that went around in December. The National Labor Relations Board under President Obama wiped out more than 4,000 years of case law.
Oh,
91
boy.
Precedents.
Wow.
So this is not exactly what you just
wow.
said there, Jim. This is not
a
situation of right versus left.
And how is that not what I described in the last segment, an assault?
Oh, that's exactly what it is. And it's people who were looking for not to try and interpret the law. They were trying to make the law to favor unions.
And that's exactly right.
And so I think that what I think President Trump is going to try and do is bring some people in there who are going to take a fair-minded view of it. Unions may raise hell about it, but, you know, again, if this is what they've had for the last 8 years and people in the private sector are still saying, you know what,
right.
I don't think I need you. I think it's time for a different approach.
And I don't even think a lot of the things that they're going to do are necessarily what President Trump's ideology. I don't think he has an ideology. I think he's an employer. He's made a payroll. He knows what it's like when the government gets in your grill. And I tell you what, out here on Main Street, small business owners like that.
Yeah, you know, I think having someone too who's willing to sort of take a jaundiced eye to the latest, greatest, policy or regulation
right.
idea, the smartest folks in the room.
Right.
I think sometimes, you know, Washington's ideas don't always work out so well.
Right. I want to talk about minimum wage. We'll come back with Michael Salzman. He and I will be right back. It's Twin Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.